Today the breeze has definitely picked up, but thankfully the clouds have finally cleared the skies. We're on the far west coast and today I am in Fowler's Bay. I've never been here before and it's absolutely stunning. But someone is here that has been here many times before. G'day, what's your name?
My name's Alan. Hello Emma, how are you?
I'm very well, Alan. Why are you here in Fowler's Bay?
This is the place where we have a little house on a little bit of land and it's our heaven on a stick.
Why did you choose to come to Fowler's Bay and buy some property?
A serious and unusual set of circumstances led us to buying some land out here, and then we put a little house on it. I worked here locally for a while, about 10 years ago, left about 5 years ago, and we're just seduced by the outback and by the sea, by the beaches, by the weather, just by the ambience of being in the far west of South Australia.
Now you say the ambience, but you know there are beaches elsewhere. What is it about these beaches that makes it so appealing?
I think, as someone said here in our little gathering before, that if they find someone on their beach at any time, they feel a little bit peeved. That you can walk on beaches here that are just kilometres long and are just magnificent to look at, and almost invariably be the only person on the beach, or the only person with you and your partner just walking the beach and just listening to the waves and just the purity of the air, the water, the whole box and dice.
Are you much of a fisherman?
Love fishing, but I'm not much of a boater. I tend to throw a line off the beach and see what I catch.
And what do you try to catch whilst here at Fowler's Bay?
I go for the little stuff. This is Mulloway territory. Mulloway and some snapper off the beach in various places. Exotic names like Dog Fence Beach and Yalata Beach. But I tend to sort of go to Scott's Beach and Mexican Hat Beach and fish for whiting and for mullet and for whatever comes by.
I have seen some photos of some pretty amazing coastlines and beaches and formations of cliffs and things like that. Did it blow your mind the first time you came down here and saw what Fowler's Bay and surrounds had to offer?
It did. I'd worked in the Kimberley for a while, and so I saw the majesty of the far northwest of Western Australia. But I must say that the head of Bight, with the whale operation there that Yalata people had cotton onto, the virtually unvisited beaches that are still along this beach, beaches by the name of Mexican Hat Beach, Wandilla, Cheetamar, Dog Fence. There's a whole range of beaches, Scott's Beach. There's a whole range of beaches here that fisher folk know about, but people from Adelaide, given it's close to 1,000 kilometres away, just haven't heard of it all.
You did mention that you were working here locally. What were you doing?
Initially, I came out as a teacher at the Yalata community, and then I became the principal of the school, and my wife joined me, and together we stayed here for a total of 5 years and still know the people, meet the people because they're always visiting here, and had probably at my late stage in life one of life's experiences that I won't forget in a hurry.
You're now in Adelaide, and as you said, you make that 1,000-kilometre journey to Fowler's Bay. How often do you come here?
Well, I've made it today. It takes around about 9.5 hours of sitting on one's bottom driving a motor car, and it's not easy, I suppose. As the older we get, the harder it gets, but we make the trip every school holiday at this stage.
I have seen the signs along the way, and it always says Eyre Peninsula, where the journey is part of the experience. Would you agree?
I think once you cross the Spencer Gulf at Port Augusta and you turn right at the water tanks on the way to Iron Knob, you feel as if you're on the west coast.
You say you come here during school holidays, but what's your favourite time of year to be here at Fowler's Bay?
Well, I think this little gathering that we've been involved with here, Emma, would say that winter by far. June, July, the wind drops in June and July. The whales appear. The whales are appearing more and more each year. They're visiting Fowler's Bay as well as all of this coast along to the head of Bight. It's just, well, it really is the time to be here, in my opinion.
You arrived today. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Thank you, Emma. And you enjoy your experience. I know you're a West Coaster. Enjoy the far west of the coast.